Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, now welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup at the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete, you're here along with Corey Sandin. Ricky's down for the count this week with a bad tooth issue.
Oh, nothing
Ricky,
worse.
If you're listening, get well.
Yeah, feel better, Ricky.
Hope the drugs are working. And get well and get that thing out of there so we can get you back here and back in the tackle shop, too. Great show here with Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai, Chris from CCA. I'm not even going to try again. From CCA, we're having fun, and this that first hour just like flew by.
There's so much information,
so many great texts are piling in, calls are piling in, but there is one open line right now,
yeah.
And Christian is standing by waiting to take your calls. And Corey, fill us in.
I will, and I'll give you that number. It's 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. And we're giving away two cool prize packs, one to the callers, one to the texters. So when you text, make sure you leave your name and your telephone number so we can get a hold of you and get that to you. But kicker jigs, war baits, submission fishing, which is slow pitch jigs?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Good times. And
to a San Diego chapter, a CCA banquet tickets.
Mm-hmm. One for each winner there.
Yes.
And which is being held June 18th at the, it's a San Diego chapter held at the Portuguese Hall here at Shelter Island.
Yep. And the Anthony Shea Award going to Bob and Ann Fletcher at that event, too. That's going to be fun. I'll be there for sure.
That's going to be really fun.
That's going to be a big event.
And that's usually like a huge amount of raffle items.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Raffle, silent auction. I mean, that's a good opportunity to walk away with some serious
stuff.
If someone's
listening and wants to go, I mean, are there tickets available?
Yep, there are tickets and tables available. All you have to do is go to ccacalifornia.org and register. Purchase a ticket, or you can even show up the day of.
On the events tab.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go on the events tab on the ccacalifornia.org website.
Yep, exactly. So if you go on the hover over the events tab or press on it on your phone, and then it's pretty much halfway down. I mean, all of our events are listed, so any of our events.
And then you can buy tickets right online?
Yep, exactly.
And now what about the LA chapter that's coming up here in a couple weeks, right?
Same deal. LA chapter is going to be May 18th.
At
the Compton Rod and Gun Club.
Super popular event.
Oh, super popular. Yeah. That LA team headed by Matt Groff of South Bay Anglers and John Bellotti and all those guys.
Yeah.
They're super stoked, and we're super stoked, too.
And so you can buy tickets right online for that event, too.
Yep, pretty much any of our events. Any of the events. I know our first one at the top of the events page is going to be, we're talking slow pitch. It's going to be a slow pitch seminar. I know Robbie mentioned it when he was on a couple weeks ago. But a slow pitch seminar, it's totally virtual. So that's going to be April 26th at 6 p.m. It's on Zoom. So you register for $20 and you get a link. And if you can't make it, we'll send you a recording after that.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah.
And so ccacalifornia.org.
Yep.
The other thing Robbie talked about is the Orange County chapter event, which is a golf tournament, which is super fun, right?
Yeah. That's going to be August 5th at the Costa Mesa Country Club. Robbie Gant, Luke Burson, all those guys are really motivated. I mean, last year was our first year doing it, and it was absolutely, it was awesome.
Off the charts, he said. It was so it'll sell out.
Yeah, for sure. So tickets and ticket or foursomes and sponsorships are available online too.
All right, very good.
What a cool deal! You know, the CCA is doing so much fun stuff, and all this money that's being raised, and like the Portuguese Hall thing, the LA event, and the
tournament.
All this fun stuff is raising money to keep us like in line for fishing. Whether it's on a sport fishing boat, your own private boat, whether you like to walk the docks and fish spotties, whatever you do.
That's really our main focus for this year and multiple years, you know, going forward, where we're just trying to put more fun events. we really, I mean, we could talk politics and advocacy all day long.
No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Wayne's job.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, really, if you come help us out and support our events and all that stuff, that's really the main way that you can actually support CCA for sure.
Yeah.
Great.
Really cool. Yeah. Let's find out what's biting out there. Let's do it. And it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline, man. And are you kidding me? With gas prices so crazy, you definitely need to get the lowest prices possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. And Summit Gasoline's the way. That's why you need to visit there in San Diego Sports Arena. Summit Gasoline, big time savings, discount bait certificates, and 100 pounds. I can't get over this one, Kevin. This is crazy. 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer. I can attest to that. It is super friendly. And
right, the lowest price right there. Like, I mean, they're like 50, 60, 70 cents cheaper than everybody else.
If you just said that Costco had the lowest price, imagine like 50 cents less.
Yeah.
I mean, somewhere in that zone. Check them out.
In my line of work, I actually make it a point to, when I drive down to San Diego, to get near empty so I can fill up at Summit. I'm not even kidding. Like, I have to save money by going there. And I go there with my boat to fill up because I get the ice. And I use them a lot. I can't give them enough, you know, more plug than what you just gave. It's awesome.
And if you're going to launch out to Johnny's place there at Dana Landing, or you're going to Shelter Island Launch Ramp, it is literally on your way.
It's on the way.
Mm-hmm. Check out Summit Gasoline next to the sports arena.
Let's find out what's going on. Our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
What's happening, Mark?
Well, good morning, Pete and Corey and Kevin and Chris. Great show, man. It's fun listening to all this good stuff going on. So here we are, like mid-April, almost Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. And it's been a pretty interesting week for sure. So I've got a unique quote from NOAA. The NOAA forecast on Monday. I want to read you this. Listen to this. This is crazy. An extended period of moderate to strong northwest winds with widespread gales and large dangerous seas. Now, that's not for the deadliest catch guys in the Barents Sea. That was for the inner waters Monday, Tuesday there. Man, that little weather system that went through.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I watch the observations at all the offshore islands and buoys and such, and I have never, ever seen Santa Barbara Island gust 72. That was a record.
Wow. And that's what happened on
72. Monday night, yeah.
Monday night, 72.
Roger, roger. Yeah, that's choppy.
Well, here's what's crazy, Mark, is you mentioned all that, and, like, the temperatures on the beach are pretty darn steady, and the bluefin are still there. I mean, explain some of that.
Well, that's a whole... Can I have 10 minutes today?
Right, I know, but it's still holding tight, you know?
You know what, Corey, you're absolutely right. I watch those buoys all up and down the coast and watch what the water temperatures do with the wind that gets on it. You know, and the stuff on the outside definitely took a hit. I think Tanner dropped like 56 or something. But those buoys, like off La Jolla and the one that's just below the Coronados, and even the San Clemente Basin buoy, it held up pretty good. But those ones below the Coronados there, I think it was still 62. And, you know, they've been up to 64. Of course, it knocked the surface gloss off of it. But, you know, that water underneath is good, apparently. And, that, you know, obviously the tuna fish are liking it because they're still around. But, yeah, that coastal strip is holding up pretty well, irrespective of how hard that wind blows. It's going to be interesting, and it looks like it's going to be a good spring if we get a break in this weather, man. Oh, my God, the forecast, you know, for the next week is much the same, you know, 10 to 20, gusts of 25 sometimes. We've got another weather system coming on Thursday with the likelihood of some more rain that I heard is actually some rain that might have been over in a typhoon all the way over in Japan here like a week ago. It's migrating over. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But, you know, irrespective of this horrible weather, since it's straightened out a little bit over at Catalina, you know, it's trying to bounce back. Didn't get any reports on the backside, but, you know, that is not surprising given what's going on. But, you know, for the guys hanging out on the front side, hanging tough there, there's been a little signal mixed of surface fish, you know, mixed bonita, barracuda, and a little better show on the yellows than we've seen. You know, it's mid-grade fish, and it's right up there in the middle of the island. That's in terms of the weather, it's probably the better place to fish, but it's bracketed by the closures on either side, so you want to make very, very sure as to where you're fishing. They get cranky when you're in those closures, but 8 to 15 pounders in there, and, you know, they're biting the sardines, and they're biting a little bit. They're trying. It is mid-April. And of interest, you know, I get a lot of reports from the various divers, and it's always interesting to talk to those guys because they see stuff that we do not, and they are seeing a little bit more of that bigger yellow down east there, right around the east end, scattered around. They're seeing some good schools with some pretty good size ones there. And then along the coast, obviously, it got blasted. But a thing to keep an eye on there is Palos Verdes. Almost always at this time of year, we get the reports of the sea bass from like Torrance Beach, scattered along the kelp lines over towards Rocky like that. But those sea bass are always tucked up in there real tight. You know, one of my friends was telling me, you know, 15, 20 feet of water where you really can't get in there to catch them. But they're seeing more than they normally see, and they're all big ones. The heads that they're bringing in for the collection thing are all from 60-pounders and more. 69-pounder was up there here recently. Big guys. And offshore, you know, like we're talking, there, tuna fish are around. That 371 to the hidden bank is kind of looks like the zone here the last couple days. And same setup, you know, 20 to 40-pounders, a few bigger ones here and there. But, guys, conditions are rugged. You know, you're sliding downhill to the fish, it's not going to seem so bad. But when it comes time to come home this afternoon and there's 15, 18 knots on top of that residual swell, it's going to be ugly. So you want to
get on the sport, get on the big boat. Grab one of the San Diego, grab one of the boats out of the San Diego landings and head on down there and wait till the weather gets a little straightened out before you head out on your own private boat for sure.
Yeah, it's you got to watch the weather here all week. It just it's not on our side. This has got to be one of the windiest Aprils of all time ever.
Yeah. Well, let's hope after this week. Maybe we'll get a little break and be able to get on that stuff. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have all the weather information for you, all the temperature charts, all the locations. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Editor by the big Chevron station. And they are not cheap. They're $6.52 a gallon.
Oh, don't go there. Oh, come on, it's worth driving down to Summit in San Diego, man.
For sure.
Holy
But our phone number there at the storage area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And believe it or not, and this is like earth-shattering. We have gotten 2 CalStar deliveries in less than a week.
Sweet.
Wow. Yeah, finally. CalStar, you know, and everybody else, you know, they're finally getting the supply chain thing figured out. It's getting a little better. But to get 2 orders of CalStar in less than a week, oh, my God.
So what you're saying is you have CalStar in stock at Pacific Edge.
We do. We have some stuff that a guy could use to catch a tuna fish. I mean, we actually have, at the same time now, Calica 22 speeds and 770 XH CalStar rods.
Holy mackerel. There you go. Go get them at Pacific Edge. Hey, Mark, thanks for that report. And you better, the troops are going to be coming down right now. So grabbing that stuff while you can.
Yeah.
And we'll talk.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter. And we'll talk to you next Saturday. And while we're waiting for Marcos on the radio from C4 Sport Fishing, a great text here. Now, when you send a text, you need to keep your name, give us your name and your phone number if you want to win the prize. Now, this gentleman did not, but he's got a good question, okay. And I want to read it. So you can text us again and give it to us if you want. But first-time caller, long-time listener, how do you fish Mission Bay in the winter? What's the best plastic setup for the winter? And then also he wants to know, I'm new in the spotty bowl, and my buddy and I are fishing in the shore division. How are you so darn successful every session when you do your best setup for the shore pounding?
Well, I'm happy to have a fellow spotty bull angler. It's really nice to hear that they're out there. It's a growing tournament. I'm very excited to hear that there's great participation out there. Great question. So this year we had a very weird bay situation where the grass was dead. Very dead.
Really?
In the middle.
Bay.
Yes.
Kidding. In Mission Bay.
Very gone. Yeah, in the middle of the bay, it was just, there was nothing there. And so the only grass line we ever had was maybe in 3 to 5 feet of water. It was odd. If there was any grass, it was going to be like, it was balding is the word. So very thin. The way I fished it was I was watching my fish. I was pre-fishing, and they were very tight to that grass line right off the bat in the morning. They were just pinning bait in 3 feet of water. So people aren't really used to fishing that shallow, but you can fish really shallow for those spotties in the winter. Right off the bat in the morning, you got maybe a 1 hour window sometimes, and you'll just hammer it out and you're done. That's what I did on that Mission Bay tournament, the first one. A lot of people were talking about using light line, and I don't use light line, so they were just there for that little window, and then they're gone. So when you have no grass, find the grass, and that's where you'll find the bass. The second part of the question was how I do it from the shore. I really focus in on the grass because shore is very hard to get the spotties to congregate. They focus really heavily around structure like dock pilings or rock pilings that are hidden, and it's hard to fish from shore, so you got to know how to use that to your advantage. I focus on grass. I focus on places with drop off to deep water without grass. When that happens, you get a grass line, and those grass lines always reproduce because the fish are on the edge looking for prey. They're popping in and out of the grass from deep to shallow.
And if you look at spotties, I want to bring this up because it's popular. I mean, there's a text from Cole that's new to fishing, mm-hmm. wanting to know about Mission Bay, and one from Dave, same thing. Like, he's fishing Mission Bay and wants to ask you how to do it. But when you look at a spotty, those bars and those spots are meant to blend in with the shadowing of eelgrass.
Right.
Oh,
period.
Really?
Like, okay. So just so you understand what Kevin's trying to tell you, they love structure, docks, structure, whatever it be, but the structure of eelgrass is a form of structure.
It is. It is actually probably the most beneficial to a spotty because it's, like you said, they blend in, but they can also go very deep into it, and they're very comfortable laying in the bottom or the top, depending on how the current's laying it down or not. I know you fish a lot of grass.
I love spotted bay bass fishing. It is so much fun.
And so mm-hmm. How do you fish the grass without getting it all over your hook?
That's where this new product from Warbaits really comes in. It's called the Neck Breaker. I've been
using
the Neck Breaker. Afrin made a swing head. It's an articulating hook. So there's a head, his normal jig head, that's his classic.
It's a normal tie-on. So
yes.
You tie on in the same place, but the back end is different.
Correct. There's no skirt. There's no weed guard. There's nothing there. That what it has, though, is a split ring to a weedless hook, an EWG hook. So you rig up your swim bait weedless. When you go through the grass, you will not get grass. Very rarely. I would say 90% of the time, no grass.
So it doesn't have the weed guard on it. You
no.
Just rig it weedless.
Yes, you rig the hook weedless, the swim bait.
Ah.
So you can go through grass. I use a half-ounce head from shore. I'm getting in through the grass, but I want to be there. I want to be deep into it or bring it through there because every time you pop out of the grass, when there's a hole, when there's an edge, every time you get in and out of that grass, there's almost always a spotty laying there waiting for it to ambush the prey.
And it's cool because eelgrass is like marbling. It's not just a solid bed. It's
right.
It's marbled and it's heavy and yet light in some areas. And like you're saying, they hide right in there looking for that smelt or that creature bait or whatever to
crabs.
Come through. Yeah,
they eat
crabs.
All sorts of weird stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, I call
snails.
Them snails.
I mean, yeah,
snails and clams. And every time if you fish like a tournament and they just so happen to be a way tournament, if you watch your live wells, it's full of clam shells, razor clam shells.
Yeah.
But crab shells too. They eat everything. They're
what about garden snails?
That's a good. I'm really interested.
Yeah.
I might try it.
Why not, right? Another fun technique for the spottiest from shore is a drop shot rig.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And by drop shotting, you can elevate your offering, whether it's a creature bait or a slug-style lure, bait fish, yeah. Or a creature bait, you can elevate that above the eelgrass.
Yeah.
So it's a fun weedless way to
now,
do it.
Now, another
too.
Idea
yeah.
is, if you're especially if you're taking kids fishing, is to go to C4 Sport Fishing and get some gauche shrimp. tournament.
Yes.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
The and
speaking of Seaforth Sport Fishing, Marcos on the radio is there. Good morning, Marcos.
Marcos from the radio.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, doing good.
The only source, I might add,
other than
pumping yourself for ghost shrimp.
I hear the ghost shrimp pump tanks running right now, too, and there's definitely some over there. Another option, of course, we do sell some of those ghost shrimp pumps if you do want to go out and get yourself. But, man, sometimes if you just want to get their fishing, grab some of those ghost shrimp and go, for sure.
No doubt.
Well, beyond the bay fishing there for the spotted bay bass, you know, the other option is the MC swim baits there. Those do pretty well on the bay bass also.
Now you're talking. Good job.
Yeah, right. You know,
checks in the mail.
I'm just opening up my last week's check. So. But a little tougher week of fishing this week. Had some weather early in the week there. Trips stayed in, you know, boats at the dock. Back out there, San Diego kind of getting going. Had one yellowtail, their first trip back out there on Thursday. Yesterday had eight yellowtail, a little bit of bass. Good bottom fishing mix in there. Half day is about what we've been seeing there with those bottom fish. And, you know, so that weather will really slow things down for a bit, but it's getting nice again, and I'm sure they'll be right back at it. Everyone's out today. We got those day and a half boats out there looking for those bluefin. The Tribune on their last trip had 15, Pacific had 11. So there's definitely still fish to be caught, and once things get back to normal here, I'm sure we'll be right back at it. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, one days, day and a half. There's some longer trips scheduled throughout the summer here, too, and you can make all your reservations straight online. You can always get a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, say hi, buy some ghost shrimp, buy some MC swim baits, and get out there and catch some fish.
Sounds great. Appreciate that, Marcos, and we will talk to you. And better weather this week, not great, but it's certainly fishable, and time to get out there on the water and go fishing at Seaforth Sport Fishing. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
And talk to you then, guys.
All right. Bye. Appreciate that. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Morning, Bart.
Morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Corey and Kevin and Chris. Pete, you have two of my favorite guys on the radio today. It's been so fun to listen. You know, I'm old and I know nothing about IT, so Chris is my personal IT guru, and when I need help, like I did the other day on a Zoom call for CCA, he was there to help me. And Kevin, I've watched put thousands of people in Hobie kayaks on the Hyatt Lagoon and then go absolutely crazy with show up and blow up down there in Del Mar, and two of my favorite guys.
Thank you, Bart. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bart.
But one, I wanted to mention one thing about CCA. You know, I've been involved in fishing conservation organizations here in California for my entire life. None of them have been effective. We tried. We thought they would be effective, but they weren't. CCA is the only one that is effective, and it's effective nationally, not just regionally and locally. But we need help. We need people to join. Don't just sit there and listen to this and think, oh, that's great, those guys are doing it. It's a member-driven organization. People need to join. They need to get involved. They need to be part of all the activities that Chris was talking about and what Kevin was talking about. You need to be involved in this and go forward, and we need your help. And it won't happen if anglers don't participate, and if anglers don't participate, we've seen what happens in the past.
Yeah, absolutely, Bart. You hit the nail on the head. And by the way, call me anytime if you ever need any IT issues too.
Don't worry, I will.
But yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, Bart, to where, you know, if you all you need is a CCA membership and that's all you want to do, that's helpful. Because it's, you know, the strength is in nervous. It's $35 a year to join. We also have life memberships for $1,000 a year. I think most of us, or all of us, actually are life members.
Members, yeah.
Which is great. So, yeah.
And you know, the thing is if you love fishing, you really need to support CCA because this is our future. Otherwise, we won't have any fishing. Because the extreme environmental groups want to take it away. The state of California wants to take it away.
Like the whole carb issue. Yeah. I mean, that Wayne was at the top of that. Yeah. Chris and Wayne.
Along
and
with the SAC people and Ken Frankie and all that. Yeah,
but I want to go on this just really quick that while we're all sitting here and saying that, you know, it's been hard and it's been tough to battle with some of this, I would like to say that we have been very successful in promoting the fact that fishermen have a voice. We are winning. Like, yes. We're doing things that we've never thought.
We're making progress.
We're making progress, absolutely, for the future. It's really important that, you know, to be positive. We are definitely advocating for the future. We have a lot of support. We have a lot of numbers. And people love to fish. And when you bring that all together, there's nothing but good things that can happen from it. And for we're sure. doing that in strength.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. One of the things I'm really excited about, and I'm not sure we're allowed to talk about this yet, but the coming star tournaments, which are so successful in the other states. And this is going to be, you talk about tournament of tournaments. This CCA star tournament that's coming to California is going to be incredible.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. I know Texas and Florida and Louisiana, pretty much all the states in the South have these star tournaments.
It's like a summer long tournament, and it's really So stay tuned for that because that's gonna be fun.
You have my attention.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that's gonna be fun for sure. Hey Bart, thanks for your participation, and thanks of course for being a big part of CCA. We sure appreciate you.
Yep, thank you, Bart.
Great show, guys.
Let's go, Jim, jump in the phone.
They are full, Pete, and we need to do so. How about Jim? Jim from National City. Appreciate you joining the show this morning, Jim.
Hey, great show again, guys. My question is for Chris, the tackle guy. You know, I've heard you mention your products, and I'm really never – are they new on the market? I mean, can I go to Fisherman's Landing and pick up those different jigs? Or do I have to go online? What's the situation on purchasing your jigs?
Yes, Fisherman's Landing has war baits. If you're ready to go out there and purchase them, just go right in there.
Do they have that articulated one?
Yes, they just dropped them off the other day, so I know they're in there. It's a fresh load. They're just ready to go ahead and be sold. They are a great resource, too. They carry MC Swim Baits.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
So they can go ahead and get you a perfect setup for the products that they have in store, and they can give you ideas how to fish it too, because I don't just go there and just, you know, hustle my product. I show people, I give them some product to learn and use it. They're spotty guys too. They go out and they use this product, so they're knowledgeable. They're going to give you a better understanding than more than just the time that I have on the show to talk about it. But check out Fisherman's Landing for sure. They've
How about Dana Landing? Dana Landing, ECBT, Lemon Grove Bait.
They have so much war baits. Yeah. I would check that out too, because their wall is enormous.
And Johnny over there is like a bait
king,
man.
He
that
knows what's going on.
Like amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, there's just no better way to go right now than Fisherman's or Dana right now to just get all that product and figure out if you can get some common knowledge on bait and then some expert help, you know, on top of that from those guys.
All that stuff. There you go, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Got a great text here, and it's directed toward Chris and a CCA question. And it's John from Upland wants you to talk about the CCA Charter Challenge.
Yeah, so Charter Challenge, big shout out to a friend of the show, Arnie Seco. Long story short.
Arnie from Vista, the world famous.
Yeah. Long story short, a couple of years ago at the Fred Hall show, him and I were, you know, the show lulls that we all kind of go through. We were literally what we call kicking the can on or kicking the tires on this concept, and we kind of came up with it at the Fred Hall show. And then later down the road, it ended up being one of our most successful events. So ultimately what happens is we have four different boats representing four different chapters. So San Diego, L.A., Orange County, and Inland Empire. All in four different boats. This year we extended it to a two-day. Normally it's a day and a half. But that's right in October, October 9th to the 11th. So it's prime time fishing.
That's a great time.
Actually. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And best weather.
Yeah. Well, last year it ended up getting canceled because of the weather.
Yeah. That was a weird deal.
Yeah.
Which is totally weird because October is usually like not only some of the best fishing.
It's glass.
But it's usually some of the best weather.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a really fun event. I mean, we have charters throughout the year. Actually, we have one coming up in May for the Inland Empire chapter. That's going to be May 6th and 7th, an overnight trip. But
San Diego chapter is going to bring the heat, though.
Yeah.
Going to be on that boat.
Yeah, San Diego chapter.
Watch out.
Yep, San Diego chapter is going to be on the Tomahawk. Orange County is going to be on the Fury out of Dana Wharf. L.A. is going to be on the Pride at 22nd Street Landing. And I.E. is going to be on the Ocean Odyssey out of H&M.
Okay.
So all two-day trips, all leaving at the same time. It's really kind of a club or a the chapter camaraderie deal.
So how does one get in on it?
One gets in on going on our website, ccacalifornia.org. You can book right
on
there.
On that tab that we were talking about, the events tab.
Exactly. SoCal Charter Challenge, super, super simple.
You can book right on the boat, right online.
Yep, book through us, and we're looking forward to it. That's
what a cool deal. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More of Kevin and Chris, CCA, and Kevin Seaside, Sea Samurai. When we return on Let's Talk Cook Bap, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight to parties at the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed a tool for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having
a great show, huh?
A lot of fun, absolutely. Yeah, if you've missed any part of the show, you can always go back in the app and listen to the archives, and Adam gets it up usually about an hour.
Within an hour, he's got the app up on the app, and then, of course, on the website, too, letstalkhookup.com. You can access it there, too.
Yeah.
But download the app. If you have a smartphone, which most people, there's a few people left with flip phones, I think.
Not very many, my dad.
Your dad, really? So they can listen on the website, but If you have a smartphone, just download the app. It's free.
There's no junk that comes with it. We don't sell anything.
We don't.
It's just to facilitate you listening to the show or texting the show.
Yeah, exactly. And also on the website, you can sign up for our email blast that Bill Varney does every other week. Does a fantastic job just telling you what's going on with the show for a couple of weeks, and he always puts in a really interesting story and videos. We don't sell that either. It's just for our listeners. Just go on letstalkhookup.com and sign up for the email blast.
Yeah, absolutely. A good way to do it, for sure. The lines are full. I was going to give you the number. I'll give it to you anyway. It's 213-432-1090. That's the way to reach us here.
Christian's a busy guy today.
Oh my gosh, right?
Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I've got a question about matching colors. Say your fish trap to the war bait, for calico bass and that, is it determined by the color of the water, or is it just one color of fish bait to a jig or something like that?
I'm glad I'm here with Corey, because he's the one that really demonstrated to me the benefit of thinking about clarity of water and matching it to the baits. I remember being there at a show, Fred Hall show, talking to him in his booth. And I asked the same question. I said, well, what do you use in dirty water? And that was my first one, because dirty water is very hard to figure out sometimes. And what Corey said was, Well, in stained water, anything that's hard for visibility, obviously you're going to want to think about something that contrasts the environment so that it pops out more. And that could be a myriad of things you want to, you know, try. It could be dark colors that are very odd and very, you know, different from the environment, or super bright. I don't think that it really matters if, as long as you go ahead and do something contrasting.
And so it stands out. So you understand,
right.
Like if you're a fish from down below looking up, something solid and color like you're mentioning, it's a silhouette.
Right.
It stands out.
And then vice versa in clear water. I remember you telling me the clearer the thing, the better off you are.
There's a color combo that works, and I don't ask me. I'm one that likes to match and kind of make things look, you know, normal and kind of, you know, bait fish type, you know. But there's a color combo that works, and I don't know why. Like a blue grunion type of color, like a clear
orange belly.
Well, even orange belly, like the smell with orange roe, like kind of transparent, but with a chartreuse head. I don't know why. Chartreuse or a bright yellow head on a semi-clear lure, it draws attention.
Yeah.
It gets bit.
I use a red head in a clear body right now.
There you go.
Yeah. And I mean, so it's way different.
It's
on
contrasting.
The head. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something there with the contrast combo, like a super clear and a super bright on a really clear body of water. But
I don't know why it works.
It does work, though.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's not something I would do, but I do because it works.
Because it works.
That type of a slug on a bright head is an absolute, like...
Yes, a chartreuse head.
Yes.
Yes.
Calico, halibut, I don't know why. Bay bass, it's just inshore. Anything inshore.
Everything you think that wouldn't work, it could work.
It draws attention.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, interesting text here from Cliff in Blossom Valley. And he says, halibut, hooray, Kevin, my favorite guest. Guys, let you say you have 2-hour gap and you can get on San Diego Bay for halibut. What lure would you use in what general area? Deep channel, edges, don't want to buy bait for a short trip. He just wants to use plastic.
Cliff's talking Kevin's language.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm using today, so that's no mystery. I'm using an A-rig with underspins and slugs combos.
Explain an A-rig for those that may not understand.
An Alabama rig. It's got a bunch of wire on it. It's got 5 arms. This one by Warbait specifically is the premier. The premium, excuse me. It has 3 sets of willow blades on the top and the middle arms, and then there's no blades on the bottom. And so you're going to catch draft on the spinner blades from the top, and so you're going to keep the bottom down. On the bottom of the belly of that.
So this is made for salt water.
It's made for fresh water. It's
made for fresh water.
Yeah, originally.
Well, it started.
Originally.
It was actually Paul Elias, who
professional bass angler,
had like an astronomical like.
He won a big tournament.
And not only won it, but he shattered the competition by double the weight at minimal with. An Alabama rig. That's an A-rig.
But I mean, the one that you're speaking of that's made by Warbaits is a saltwater style one.
Yeah. He makes his big. Like, it's heavy wire gauge.
That's what I meant. I knew it started in freshwater, but it's a saltwater style Alabama rig.
And you can use 5 hooks in saltwater. I don't know if you've covered that topic before, but you can.
Okay.
Yes, and 3 in freshwater. So they got to be clear about
really?
That.
Oh, really?
Yes,
so you can only use a 3-hook Alabama rig in freshwater.
Yes, so the weight
is the restriction.
Mm-hmm. But you can use a 5-hook.
5-arm Alabama rig, yes. So the reason why I use a 5-arm is because, you know, I'm looking out through the window here, and there's already birds lined up, and they're looking at schooled-up sardines and anchovies. If you drag a single bait, you won't grab the attention of those big halibut like you would if you use an A-rig. It's the same concept with using dodgers on the bounce ball. It's grabbing attention. So the bigger mass you have, the bigger the fish are going to look at it.
So can you give them a general area in San Diego Bay?
Right now, anywhere that there's sand.
Okay.
Really.
Because they're moving up?
They're just everywhere.
Very specific.
Yeah, it's very specific. Honestly, there's no particular spot because they move. They work around different spots in different areas.
They're hunters.
Hard bottom, soft bottom. They're hunters. They're in 3 feet of water. They're in 20 feet of water. They're in 40 feet of water. So you really have to try a zone. Once you find one, there's usually more in that same kind of zone.
That's a good tip.
And the halibut fishery is so healthy around here. I mean,
really
it is
healthy.
really, really good. And when we had the El Nino, you know, 5 years worth of El Nino, was San Francisco Bay had like our halibut population, right?
I
mean, it was like limits.
Loaded.
But they have kind of, it's all regressed back to where it should be.
It's very concentrated in the bays right now and the shoreline and the beaches. You can't miss them right now if you're dragging a bait. Like, you're going to hit something. It might be under legal, but there's going to be some serious, you know, opportunities very soon for a giant.
I love it.
All right.
Yeah,
talk my language. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that.
How about Chuck? Chuck Holm from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Thanks for all your hard work. You know, depth release outfits. Last Christmas, I did a thing on there that these manufacturers should have dedicated rod and reel with the level line like the old senators. And wouldn't that be a tax write-off for them? So anyway, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, we got you.
A tax write-off for
Well, yeah, I mean, for the boat having a rod and reel set up to do that, yeah, I mean, of course it would be, but more importantly, it's an environmental.
It's good for the fishery.
Yeah,
it's good for it's good for all of us anglers and all that. It's good for conservation. The fishermen are the original conservationists for a reason, and we care about the resource and all that, which is why CCA exists too.
Yeah, and CCA is a 501c3 corporation, so all your donations are tax deductible.
Yep, we're 501c3.
Yeah. Thanks for the go ahead.
Yeah, no, we were talking about winning earlier, and one thing that we are working on is the and when I say we, it's really Wayne and all those guys and the GR committee. We're trying to get the Calcod Conservation back opened, which is good. The CCA right out in the middle, and I think we just saved the Tanner and Cortez high spots from closure. So that, could you imagine all that bluefin?
Oh,
being
my
closed?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no, that's huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I mean,
because they would have closed all that
from being restricted. Yeah. I mean, could you imagine losing that? And you know, and that's just a small part of what we do too.
Yeah. And it's little. And this kind of stuff is so undercover that unless you have the lobbyists and the people like Wayne and Chris around to keep as a watchdog, all this stuff would go through, and then we'd go, what happened? Right? It's like, how did that happen?
I mean, I hadn't heard about it.
No.
Before Chris mentioned it.
Yeah. But that shows you, I mean, how underhanded some of these.
We're not reacting anymore. We're being proactive.
Got to be
the difference.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Like taking care of the copper rockfish. Just let them go. Just
exactly.
Tell when you're on your own private boat, you can tell the individual at the launch ramp taking a stock assessment of what you caught.
Yeah, we caught 10 coppers and we let them all go.
Yeah,
with a descending device.
It's only one, right?
You can keep one, but we don't want you to keep any.
Why is the point of even keeping one?
Right. Yeah. Just go catch your four reds.
That's right.
Yeah.
Count me in on that one.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I got another. Thanks a lot for the call. You have a good text there?
I do, actually.
Okay, great.
It's Kevin, and he's from San Marcos, and he's got a question for Kevin. He said he loves the show, longtime listener. What is your favorite warbait / kicker combo setup for fishing spotted bay bass? A lot of spotty questions. I love this.
Spotty fishing right now is just really popular, and I think it's because a lot more people are coming into the sport. It's, by the way, a selfish plug. Make sure that if you're coming into sport, you're associating yourself with people that really love fishing as well. Obviously, CCA, we are really great advocates for people to join something and be part of something that you're family with. But also the Mad Max Fishing Club, we're very, very clear. We want everyone to have a positive vibe. So if you're looking for a home, join that club too, the MMFC. You can watch Roman Castro's videos every Monday and Wednesday on YouTube. And he's a great guy. He's going to be able to give you a warm welcome. Kicker Pickle Kick, which is a 5-inch soft swim bait, is a great combo with that neck breaker. I use both of those. Obviously, I'm a sales rep. I'm going to use the product that I like to use, which is what I sell. I use a half-ounce neck breaker in the red. Now going into the camo posture.
Describe the neck breaker.
The neck breaker is that articulating the swing head. Yes,
okay.
It's very, very good. It's very good for going through grass. There is nothing like it on the market.
And then you rig it weedless, you said.
Yes. So
with like an MC swim bait?
An MC swim bait, a soft plastic. I use the kicker version, so it's a 5-inch pickle kick. Pickle kick, okay. Yeah. It goes through the grass great. I use baby bass, so my really go-to go-to combo. After this, it won't be because everyone's going to be using it. But it's the redhead half-ounce neck breaker with the 5-inch pickle kick and a baby bass. That's it.
Which
right
is
there.
Like a smelty type of pattern, I'm assuming.
It's actually a very gold with a... It looks like a baby calico or senorita.
Really?
It's very different.
Interesting. I like it.
All right. Hey, a follow-up question to that. A lot of people firing texts off the cabin because they obviously spotty fishing.
They want
bay
that
fishing.
Prize pack.
Yeah. In the bay, and this is from Derek in Lake Elsinore, in the bay, can you slow pitch jig used in open water or is it just only used around docks? That's a good question.
Good one.
I've actually really tried this out recently, and I got a very good limit of shore pounding bass with using the Sumo, which is offered by Submission Fishing Company, the 20 gram. He's fresh out, so good luck trying to find one right now.
Oops.
They'll come back in May. Anyways, throw it out there, and you're going to want a lot of braided line on your spinning reel because you can cast this thing way out there. I'm talking...
Like a country mile.
A country mile.
So
it's
then how do
crazy.
You work it? I mean...
You lift it and you let it fall on slack
line. So you're doing that from the rocks or from the shore?
Yes. And if you don't have grass, even better. So if you have grass, it's hard. But if you have an open area where the spotties line up on some kind of reef or some kind of hard edge or even just the sand, they're just caked on there from the current pulling them around, like that's a great place to do it. I have used it. It works great. That is how I have tried it, using that slow pitch style in open water. It can work. Just got to put time in.
And I can see that working really good. Like if at a 5-second count you're getting the weeds, count down to 4 and start jigging. Like get it going above the weeds.
Yeah, and this is really a newish technique. Like no one's really figured it out. So it's really up to yourself to figure it out right now. I have my own style of doing it. Someone else out there like Muto, who owns this company, runs this company, he does it a different way too. So it's really in its infancy, and you're going to hear about a lot more of this being exposed to other fish.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got, I got to tell you, you know, Kevin's a new. I got to put a plug in for my buddy Kevin. If you're in the tackle business and you need a good rep, Kevin's your man.
Hey, because you're already making the rounds.
I am. I'm actually in pretty much every store that we got in SoCal. I'm going to be obviously going to more. But yeah, if you need a rep, please contact me. I have an Instagram. It's called @fishing_rep. Fishing rep. That is my, I have a business, you know, I have a rep group, so I'm going to try to develop it and get bigger and bigger, but I fish the products that I sales rep for.
I mean, obviously, we've heard you for years and years and years, and so you're not only a great ambassador, and the guy fishes more than anybody I know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's a good thing. It's called field research, we call it here on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's what I'm talking about.
And now you're visiting the shops and actually pushing these products that we've listed.
And how much more time do we have? Can I give like one minute? I'll just give 1 minute. I worked for Hobie for 9.5 years. I kind of didn't get into the local community as much as I should have. I really lost that time. So right now, I feel like I'm giving back to what I should be doing. I've got a lot of people in the networks growing, a lot of people that are trying to support me, and I'm trying to support them too. And it's really working out, and a lot of people are coming into the sport that have never fished before. So let's get you catching fish. Let's get you with products that catch fish, and let's get you on the CCA. Make sure that you're there to make sure you keep fishing.
Yeah, that's a great way to
say it. All right, let's try and sneak in one more. Alexis in San Diego, just about a couple minutes here left for you.
Hey, how's it going, guys? My question is for Mr. Nakata, and I wanted to ask him regarding the yellowtail. Once you catch this fish, what is the proper step? And I went to the conference this year, and I forgot the name, but it was in, I think, this is somewhere in L.A., but regarding the EKG technique, I want to know if you've used it and what you think about it and how effective it can be for people that have tried it and people that want to get into that technique.
Really good question.
So I listened to the Let's Talk Hookup episode where Robbie was on talking about this, specifically EKGMA, and I kind of threw it by the side because I fish hard and I fish fast and I want to catch every opportunity I can to catch fish. I will say I've seen some photos of non-EKG made fish and then EKG made fish. One of them was done by the Mike Muto, who owns Submission Fishing Company. He showed you a side-by-side comparison. What happened in these vermilions is one was kind of dark, what we're used to, you know, not dark, but pink.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that was done with Ikejime was literally pearl white.
Wow.
Like, there was nothing there. Just, you couldn't...
Like night and day.
Night and day.
Wow.
So I am going to be doing this Ikejime.
Yeah.
I will. I'll be using the AFCO kit. Like,
and the whole AFCO kit is what, under... It's like $30 or something.
Yeah,
and it's something that's going to last you, a long, long time.
Yeah. Whatever price, honestly, it has.
It doesn't even matter
because you're saving yourself hundreds of dollars in value for the fish quality.
But
like, it's amazing.
Between bleeding the fish, taking care of it, and doing the spinal deal with the APCO kit, for seriously, $30, something that's going to last you for years.
Yeah. So last time I went rock fishing, I tried it.
You did it.
Mm-hmm. But I had the wrong wire.
I just
ordered the smallest wire they have. They say it's for a rainbow trout and stripers and stuff like that. I think that's the wire you need for our size of cod.
I think I saw that kit. Speckled trout.
I saw it. Because I couldn't get the wire into it because the wire I had was a little too thick. So I haven't officially tried it, but I'm going to try. I ordered the other wire, and
I'm going to get back to you on it because I want to get good at getting it right through the head.
Right. Through the head.
Yeah.
I tried through the tail.
Yeah, that sounded like the way to go on when he was on.
Pretty simple to access it that way too. You just like you said, just take a knife and pound it, and it'll pop that, you know. But don't cut off the tail all the way off.
So, right.
So when you fillet it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No pun intended, but it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but I will say this: we were using the spike to spike the head of the vermilion. Worked like magic.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, and it's not hard to do. It's just,
I can't wait to do it. I'm a geek about fish handling.
Bleeding and icing. And especially a yellowtail, to be able to put a yellowtail in the bucket and Ikejime it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
This last night, a boat that sometimes I'll run the cobalt at a fisherman's landing, they're starting to do the Ikejime on the tuna. I'm going to go walk down there after the show and see how it turned out. But night and day difference.
Night and day difference.
Yeah. I like it. Hey, you got to check it out from APCO. It's a really inexpensive thing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hookup. We're going to find out who's won these crazy prize packages. One caller, one texter. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes in ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target. The expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. With no coin flip today, man. There's a winner.
We got double winners.
Yeah, absolutely. On the caller in, we got Alex from Corona. Congratulations. And the texter, Cliff from Blossom Valley. The awesome Spotted Bay Bass question.
All right.
Killer prize package.
Yeah, Kevin's going to be sending it to them. And sure, thank you for that, Kevin. And your sponsors, once again, Kevin's a manufacturer's rep for
Warbaits, Kicker Fishing, and Submission Fishing Company, and Bixby. So we make motors for kayaks and also battery solutions, power banks, and solar panels, too.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. For kayaks or for anything?
Well, the power banks and the solar panels can go on anything, but they're great on kayaks because you can run a GoPro for as long as you have sun.
But a camping trip, or you're going to San Clemente Island on your skiff overnight?
Need a phone charge? You need to make sure you have that power bank and that solar panel.
Wow, that's cool. And and of course, like you said, your rep, if you have a product that you want to have a great rep, how do we get a hold of you?
The best place is Instagram, @fishing_rep. But I have all my contact information out there. They can send me an email. It's kevin@fishingreps.com.
Fishingreps.com.
All right. Because I hope to have more people in my network.
Oh, Kevin at fishingreps.com. All right. And Chris, how do we get a hold of you at CCA and join CCA?
Yeah, so ccacalifornia.org, joincca.org for your membership. Membership's $35 a year, life membership, all that good stuff. All of our events are on the website as well. So looking forward to a productive 2022. Hopefully to see you out there.
Yeah, keep up the great work. And don't forget to check out the CCA podcast that Kevin and Chris do too, Chad's for sure. Hey, thank you, Corey, for being here today, and thank you all for your participation. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board, and thanks to our great guy for manning the app for sure. We sure appreciate all the work that Adam does.
Adam works hard.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Captain Ryan Stahl, new guy, Let's Talk Hookup from the Game Changer, going to be here. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, a big Easter show. 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.